prove it.
Goom, goom, acka-lacka-lacka, goom. Goom, goom, acka-lacka, goomba. Goom, goom, acka-lacka-lacka, goom. Goom, goom, acka-lacka, goomba. Goom, goom, acka-lacka-lacka, goom. Goom, goom, acka-lacka.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And that was the 1980s version of instant messaging, I believe.
Yeah.
That basically
you beat the bongos
like
a little
that.
Bit ahead of time. Yeah. That kind of sound, screaming through the desert. Or you can do it with fire, like in The Lord of the Rings. Yeah. You know, that was instant messaging, too.
No.
The beacon.
Not Lord of the Rings. Fire was Quest for Fire.
No, Lord
no,
of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, they have those big beacons.
They use the beacon fires to signal to.
But I'm trying to go back.
Tell somebody
them.
Wait.
Trying to go. I'm going old school on you.
Yeah, older right. than Lord of the Rings.
Alrighty, where are we at here? We've got. We're on the last segment here. Should we?
We helped Len off the air, so we don't need to worry about him.
Yeah, Len had
all good.
Yeah, had major reconstruction problems.
Big
he
crash.
Said he needed professional help,
yeah.
but it, for himself personally.
Yeah. Windows ME stands for many errors, as he's finding out. Do we dare bring...
Gee, Wally.
Louie.
Oh, Louie.
Do we... Louhey. Louha. Louie.
We can't bring Louie without bringing music
right.
to bring Louie.
Right.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
barely good morning.
Good New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
Happy
Miguel.
New Year.
Happy New Year, Louie.
What's good New Year? Is that in case... Well, you don't have to have a Happy New Year. Just have a good one.
Michael is like an immigrant that doesn't quite know the sayings yet.
Yeah.
we'll get a strip.
Hey, Louie, how do you go?
I hope I'm not the only one with this question.
Probably you are.
I don't know. I hope not. Anyway, I tried to follow what you said about making Windows Update automatic... And I ended up with a dead end running Windows XP Home Edition on my HP.
Okay.
I hate when that happens.
You went into Start, then Settings, then Control Panel, right?
I didn't have to go to Settings, but I'm in Control Panel.
Okay. When you're in the Control Panel, you might have to click over in the upper left where it says Switch to Classic View. You might have to click on that to see more options there.
It's classic.
Okay. The Classic View.
Classic.
Okay.
You know, there's a much easier
And there
way.
Should be an automatic updates thing in there. If it's not there, then there's another place that you can have it located as well.
There's no automatic update.
If you right-click on the My Computer icon, this is predicated on you having a My Computer icon on the desktop.
It has to be on the desktop.
Well, no, you can click on Start, then go to where the My Computer is and right-click out there.
Yeah, this is not confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Computer.
Wherever your My Computer happens to be, right-click on it.
Yes.
Yep.
Then go to Properties.
Yep.
System properties will come up, and you'll see a tab in the middle that says automatic updates. And from there, it's reading is fundamental.
Yes.
I see general. Oh, because I clicked on the shortcut.
Right. The shortcut will not work.
I got the shortcut properties.
Yeah, that's not going to work. That's why you have to have the real deal on my computer.
The real deal.
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. go to my desktop and do that. Okay, well, let me give it a try and see what happens. I won't take any more time.
You can basically, it says, keep my computer up to date. You can have it notify you. You can download automatically, notify when it's ready, or just automatically download and update. And you can actually set a schedule for every day, every week, every month, every day, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
No, another thing you could always do is go to the Start, Help, and Support, and type automatic updates, and it would help walk you through setting up automatic updates.
With a click to the actual areas there.
Yeah. I didn't find that.
Wait a minute. You mean there's help built into Windows? You know, when people have questions about Windows, they can actually go to Start, Help.
Yeah, or Start the Internet and Google, because it would tell you about how to enable automatic updates and change settings.
Yeah, but I mean, this concept that there's built-in help in Windows, that's just mind-boggling.
It's something new that they've started doing since, I think, like Windows 2. Which was only, like, what, 13 years ago.
Wow, that's like forever ago.
It is.
Hey, Louie, Happy New Year, buddy.
Same to you.
Safe windsurfing this year.
Oh, and kitesurfing.
Kitesurfing, that's what I meant.
Will do.
Yeah, whichever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's wacky Adios. Stuff, that kitesurfing. So, Wally, Joan, and Larry, we're going to have to do that one-on-one thing.
We've got 3 minutes left. I don't know what you want to do. Is that
going
to be enough time to handle?
Wally's got what everybody has. Wally!
Gee, Wally!
Yeah, this is Wally.
Yeah, you're popping up on our screen, and you got a pop-up problem, huh?
Yeah, I got a pop-up problem.
And you have Hotbar installed by accident somehow.
Yeah.
And you want to know how to get rid of Hotbar?
I sure do.
Have you gone to the Add Remove Programs in your control panel? Do you know where that is?
No, I tell you, I'm new at this computer bit, so I don't understand a lot of things.
What version of Windows do you have?
I have XP.
Okay, if you click on Start, then a whole bunch of stuff comes up, and it takes you a while, and then you should have one that says Control Panel on there somewhere.
It might be under Settings, then Control Panel. It depends on exactly how yours is set up.
Okay.
Once you get into your Control Panel, you'll see one somewhere in there. that says add, remove programs.
Okay.
Or it might say add or remove programs.
Okay.
When you click on that, if you give it a minute, it'll give you a whole list of all the programs and things installed. And if you scroll around in there, it may not be named hotbar as its first word, so look around. But hopefully you'll find something that has the word hotbar in it.
I believe hotbar does say hotbar starts with an H, and everything is as alphabetically sorted in there by default. If you want to get real tricky, there's a sort by option. You can actually tell it to sort by date last used or frequency of use or size or that kind of thing. So, but generally just leave it in that alphabetical listing and just scroll down to the H's and you'll probably see hotbar in there. And then what's going to happen is when you try to uninstall the hotbar, it's going to say, are you sure? And it takes you to a website and says, why do you want to do that? It's like, you're hurting my feelings. Why do you want to take, you know, it just tries everything it can to talk you out of uninstalling it.
Read very carefully, too, because they may ask, are you sure, in a very kind of skilled way that yes is no and no is yes.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want to install uninstall the hotbar? Yes, I don't. No, yet. What? So, yeah, be careful. That's one of those nasty little programs that will infiltrate your machine and then start throwing pop-ups at you. I'm not sure if Hotbar is one that'll do it even when your browser's closed. But it is nasty. It slows things down, eats up your bandwidth. And if you download one of our free suggestions called SpyBot. SpyBot.
We're going to give you a quick way you can get it. If you go to our website at datadoctors.com, in the upper left, you'll see a big Data Doctors seal of approval. If you click on that, it's going to give you a list of all the things that we recommend that are free that help you make your system run better. And one of the things in there you'll find is called SpyBot. If you download and install that program, it's going to help not only remove this, but a lot of the other things that you don't even know you have that are causing you to have pop-ups. And it's a very good program, very safe and easy to use. And we recommend it very strongly.
We also had an email from a mom that was interested in her dad or somebody wanted to know, how do I see what my daughter's been typing in her instant message, you know, after she logs off? How can I see that? In that same area is a link to a program called Spy Agent. It's not a free program, but you can do a trial version. You can download and install. So all you parents out there that want to know what the heck your teenagers are doing online, Spy Agent will tell you everything. I will warn you, however, be careful what you ask for.
Are you set to go there, Wally? Did we give you some good info?
Sure did. Can I get rid of this new folder that keeps popping up?
Sure. Hang on, Wally. We'll take you off the air. That sounds like you got some other issues. We'll try to help out. Joan, Larry, if you want to hang tight, we'll take you off the air as well. We want to thank everyone that did participate in today's show. Remember, next week, 12 o'clock noon is our new time slot. We'll be broadcasting live from the Home and Garden Show at the fairgrounds, so come down and see us. You got to go to the home show anyway.
Absolutely, and stay tuned to our newsletter for all kinds of great information on what's going to be happening at that show. You can subscribe at datadoctors.com.
Most likely, we'll be teaching you how to recycle that old technology. So for this week's Computer Corner, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it!
See you next week at noon.
News Radio 620, KTAR, live.